All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon our Master Prophet Muhammad, his household members and companions. We are still doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder. So Almighty Allah says, those who have understanding, they have many characteristics. They hold their Lord in awe. They have fear and reverence for their Lord, and they fulfill their pledge to Allah. So they have fear and reverence for their Lord. You fear a serpent or a snake, but you do not have awe for it. So khashya is awe, which is fear originating or arising from love, respect and glorification. You glorify or dignify the one that you have awe for. So khashya or awe is fear connected with glorification and respect. So they have awe for their Lord, or they are in awe of their Lord. And this should make them please their Lord. They should not incur his displeasure and wrath. So those who have minds, those of understanding, are the ones who truly have awe for their Lord. And among this awe is the practical humbleness and humility before God. The Prophet, peace be upon him, for example, he said that I am the most pious among you, and I hold my Lord in awe most of you. Yet he sometimes would spend his night standing in prayer until his feet were swollen, and in struggle and in his battles he was in the first row. No one would compete him. And once one of his servants ignored some of his needs or orders and went to play with others. When she came back and she did not obey the Prophet and did not take heed to his order, he was carrying a siwak or a tooth cleaning stick. And he said, I swear by Allah that were it not for fear from retribution, I would have hurt you by this stick. So this is the Prophet who won the hearts of his companions. Yet he did not punish her even with a stick, a small or a tooth cleaning stick. So he did not dare hit her with that small piece of wood. So this is how he treated all his people, all of his people. So what about some Muslims who shed the blood of their fellows? So this is religion. It instructs you to treat servants as you treat your own children, to treat the elderly as you treat your parents. So this is the implications of this verse, which is describing the characteristics of those who have minds. So those who have awe for their Lord do not disobey him, do not neglect his instructions and teachings. Abu Bakr, for example, the first caliph of the Prophet, once sent his servant to bring some food. And he brought him the food and, or he brought him some food and he ate. And when he came back, he asked him, "Where did you bring this from?" He said, "I predicted or I foretold future for someone. And he gave me a gratuity and a gift. And by that gratuity or gift, I bought this food." So he worked as a foreteller or as a fortune teller and took a gift or a gratuity from that person and bought food. So Abu Bakr directly put his finger in his mouth and vomited or disgorged the food that he had eaten. So these are the companions of the Prophet who were raised by the teachings of Islam. So Islam reached a level in which no need for any judicial evidence, no need for prisons, for courts, for police, for all these facilities. They say communism needs no state, but this was a theory, but Islam made that a reality. When he migrated to Al-Madinah, within 10 years, he established the Muslim state with no courts, with no prisons, with no police. A murderer or a sinner would come by himself to the mosque, and he will be the one who admits and the one who brings himself to account, and he will be the witness and the executor at the same time. And he would tie himself to the mosque until God repents on him and accepts his repentance. So is there any state that has reached such level? So this is the moral courage they had. They had the courage to admit their faults, to admit their sins. They did not deny, because negligence and denial is a kind of cowardice. The Prophet himself, peace be upon him, said, "When I swear to do something, then I find that there is something better. I do what is better, and I do penance for breaking my oath." So he himself changes his opinion or admits his faults or admits that he did something which might be not better than something else, despite the fact that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was infallible. But if he did something good and then he found that there's something better, he would do the better thing. This is morals of Islam. Do we have such morals in our society? Do such morals come into existence by itself or by themselves? Was this rosary pieced or put together by itself? So, will a whole community be raised up and be educated by itself? Definitely not. So where are the architects who would build the morals and the personalities of Muslims, their conscience, their minds, their behavior? Islam was able to change the Arabs to be the leaders of this world, and to be the leaders and the pioneers of civilization. who liberated themselves and who united their tribes, and after that they liberated other peoples, and they transformed people to be as one body in their love, mercy, sympathy, and feeling for one another. If one organ of this body feels pain, then the whole body suffers from fever and lack of sleep. Unfortunately, now we find some Muslims who have enmity against each other. So, in or at early Muslim times, a person from the East would feel for another in the West. This is Islam that we have to be attached to. We should not be enemies to such teachings, because if we do so, we are fighting moral, good morals, and we are fighting and we are rejecting glory. We are ignoring all these good things, because glory and victories will not be based on anything except good morals and good behavior and true religion. Unfortunately, now there are some sheikhs who are extremists and who have no good idea of their religion. So we have to cooperate and help one another, as Almighty Allah said, help one another in virtue and righteousness and piety, but do not help one another in sin and transgression. If we do not cooperate, then the colonial marsh will make us drown in its swamps. So we have all to go back to Islam, not only to be steadfast against our enemies, but to represent our existence honorably on this earth, and to bring back our history and our glory to our community as our early ancestors did. So, also among the characteristics of those of the people of understanding is that they join what Allah has commanded to be joined. So, in the early times of the Muslim state, it was, or they established a very great society, an ideal society. So, Abu Bakr, for example, he vomited that mouthful of food, fearing that Allah will bring him to account for it. And he said he found very big difficulty in vomiting. Yet he said, if it does not get out except with my soul, I will get it out. They said to him, it's okay, no problem, God will forgive you. He said, not at all, I will take it out. So this was their awesomeness of Allah. This was their awe for their Lord. They understood Islam truly. Abu Bakr knew that Allah is most forgiving and most merciful, but they at the same time knew that He is most forgiving for those who repent to Allah and who do not do sins and who truly repent to Allah. So some Muslims always do sins and they say that Allah is most forgiving and most merciful, but they are laughing at themselves. Abu Bakr said that, I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, anyone who eats a mouthful of illegal money or every flesh that is nourished with illegal money, only hellfire deserves it. This was their awe for their Lord. And once he saw a bird sitting on a tree, and he looked at it, saying, "What a good life you have, O bird. You sit on trees and you eat of their fruit, and you will not be brought to account on the day of judgment." This was their awe for their Lord. And you will not be like such people except after having a great scholar and mentor. Umar said that, "I wish I was my family's ram." And then guests came to them, and then they will slaughter me and present me as food for them. And I wish I was nothing worth mention. So these are their sayings, despite the fact that they were giving the glad tidings of entering paradise from the Prophet, peace be upon him. This was Abu Bakr, who is the best person ever walked on this earth after prophets and messengers. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Abu Bakr and Umar will be in paradise. Yet they had great awe for their Lord. And that's why they were immortalized. They were immortalized in the lives and in the hearts and in the minds of Muslims until our time. So they rejected the worldly gains. And Umar, for example, stayed for 2 years without having any salary from the state. And that's why he deserved glory and honor forever. So disobey yourself, overcome and struggle against your desires. This will not be achieved except after having a heart, a sound heart, which will be attained through joining the school of hearts, the school that has a teacher and a mentor and a scholar who raises you up, raises your soul up. So mere wishfulness will not give you anything. Glory needs sacrifice, needs hard work, as a poet said, "The one who seeks glory must stay up late." So if you seek glory, you should stay up late at night. And if you seek it without any hard work, you will waste your time. So this was their conscience, this was their morals. Despite their high level and high rank in society, they were so fearful of their Lord. They were so trusted, so trustworthy. So if we raise our kids on such morals through the media and through schools and mosques, will this harm the state? Never. Will this harm Arabism? Will this harm nationalism? No, not at all. My belief is that all people are in a good state, or they have good in their hearts. They are similar to a land which is fertile, but it needs a good farmer who will transform it to be great gardens. We should not be proud over others or look down upon others. Those who have become bakers, for example, they accompanied skillful bakers. And a good carpenter will not be a good carpenter except after accompanying another carpenter and learning from him. So what about you as a Muslim? Whom did you learn Islam from? Umar, who is the second caliph of the Prophet, once was sitting in his seclusion and speaking to himself, saying, O Umar, O leader of believers. He's speaking to himself, saying, by Allah, you have to be fearful of Allah and pious, otherwise Allah will punish you. So what did Umar use to do? What did he do? He was a very great Muslim, yet he was threatening himself and controlling himself not to deviate from the path of God. Despite the fact that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if there was a Prophet to come after me, he would have been Umar. And Almighty Allah made truth on his tongue and heart. He said, I hope, or I wish I was a piece of hay or straw, and then was eaten by an animal, and then turned to be a beast of dung. For fear of Allah's reckoning. So this is the level of their fear and their awe for their Lord. He would say, I wish I was not created. I wish I was nothing worth mention. Almighty Allah said, has there not been over people a period of time when they were nothing to be mentioned? Umar said, I wish I was that, or I remained as that. I wish I was not created and was not something worth mention. Yet, despite the fact that he ruled for 10 years, he treated all people equally and justly. And one time he was sitting with his companions in the mosque, and he wanted to specify women's dowry. He said the Prophet did not get married to any woman with a dowry less than 500 dirhams, nor did he give in marriage in less than this dowry. So I should specify the dowry of women to be 500 dirhams. Then all of his companions agreed and no one rejected. But an old woman at the end, or in the last row of the mosque, stood up and raised her hand saying, you cannot do that, O Umar. You cannot specify women's dowry. So, despite the fact that the majority agreed, he did not reject her opinion. He or she said, you have disobeyed, or you have broken an article in the Constitution, which is the Quran, because Almighty Allah said, if you have or if you had given one of them an amount of money, do not take it back. Almighty Allah did not specify that amount of money, so how do you want to specify it? Umar, upon hearing that, he said, the woman is right and I am wrong. So this is the equality of Islam. Islam does not discriminate between men and women, but it discriminates between knowledge and falsehood, between knowledge and ignorance, between truth and falsehood. So he admitted saying, you are right and I am wrong. So she was not only equal to men in that at that time. In that incident, she or her opinion overcame all others' opinions because her opinion was true. So this is Islam, which supports women and give women their rights. So do they have such things in Europe? So how do we ignore such religion? How do we turn our backs on such a religion? We need and we lack true scholars and good scholars. And when we have a true scholar, then all the world will be in a great happiness. And now the world has a yearning for Islam. In 1966, there was about more than 1 million Muslims in America, and now there are a lot. And you will see Islam spread in Europe more than in the East. And you will see this by your own eyes. As Almighty Allah said, to make it superior over all religions, even though the disbelievers or the polytheists hate it. I pray Almighty Allah to give success to the Arabs and to help them bring back the glories of this religion and of their own community. So they have awe for their Lord. So Caliph Umar used to say that, I wish I was not created. I wish my mother did not give birth to me. I wish I was a thing forgotten and out of sight. So the verse says, is the one who knows that what has been revealed to him from his Lord is the truth, like one who is blind? Is the one who is knowledgeable like the one who is ignorant? So the Holy Quran called ignorant people as blind ones. And only people of understanding and people who have minds will understand. Those who fulfill their pledges to Allah, and those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined, and those who have awe for their Lord, who hold their Lord in awe, they connect and they join what Allah has commanded to be joined. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation.